Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This is The Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at Western New York with news, features, and special guests. Now, here's your host, Brian Rusk.
Welcome to The Rusk Report on ESPN AM 1520, blanketing 17 states and much of Canada, from Montreal going south to northern Florida and west to the Mississippi, blanketing the East Coast with our 50,000 watts of clear channel power on ESPN AM 1520. We have a legend in entertainment with us today, Tommy James, and we're very honored because this station, which is the old KB radio, probably played thousands and thousands of times Tommy James hits over the 60s, 70s, 80s. So we're so honored to have him on the program. Also with us is a premier management specialist in marketing and sales, Frank Switek, who's known Tommy James for the last year, and a man who is probably the best promoter in Western New York State, Mike Bellani. And as evidence, I have a $1,000 check here for the Friendship Foundation, a mental health agency, due to the hard work of Mike Bellani, as he cares so much because he had a terrible, life-threatening accident, and he has deep sensitivity for those with mental illness. A little bit about Tommy James. Crystal Blue Persuasion, Crimson and Clover, Money, Money, I Think We're Alone Now, Dragging the Line, Hanky Panky, Sweet Charity Wine, Three Times in Love, and Mirage are just a few of the many hits. 23 gold records, 9 platinum albums, and over 100 million records sold worldwide, and 32 Billboard Hot 100 chart hits. Our guest, legend in entertainment, Tommy James, and we're going to start now for the next few minutes with his new album, Alive, with the new single, So Beautiful.
Sometimes I know I make you mad. I don't pay you enough attention, and I just forget to even mention how I love you when I should, and I feel, ooh baby, you just don't understand who I am, and then you give me that look in your eye, and I'm looking back at you. Start to laugh, 'cause you're so beautiful,
so beautiful,
so wonderful,
so wonderful,
so lovable,
so lovable,
incredible, so beautiful,
so beautiful,
unbelievable. So beautiful. sometimes we get into a fight. When I stay out too late with my friends, and you ask me where the hell have you been. Hey, I don't believe this. Baby, I don't need this. I feel sometimes I can want somebody I can't be. And then you give me that look with tears in your eyes, and I just can't fight with you. I gotta be crazy, 'cause you're so beautiful.
So beautiful.
So wonderful.
So wonderful.
Delectable. So lovable.
So beautiful.
You're so beautiful.
So beautiful.
So wonderful.
So wonderful.
Adorable.
Sensational.
Incredible. So wonderful.
So wonderful.
So beautiful.
So beautiful.
Very good. You've heard this hit. And I'm talking about the new single entitled So Beautiful on the new album Alive with Tommy James. Before we go to Tommy, let's get a little bit of comment from our guests in the studio. Who is this legend from your viewpoint, Frank Switek? Why does he mean so much to us in America?
Well, Tommy was obviously a great artist. He has a great story, which he told in the book, Me, the Mob, and the music, and they're also doing a movie on Tommy, which I'm sure he'll talk about. But the thing that impressed me when I first met Tommy, he does a meet and greet after the shows, and what impressed me about him is that how he treated each fan. He has eye contact with the fans. He talks to the fans. He asks for their names, and he stays as long as the last fan is there. I know when you did the Buffalo show, Tommy.
Yes.
I think you were there talking to people for about 2.5 hours.
Well, that's true. First of all, I want to say hi. How are you?
Good, good.
We're happy to have you with us.
Intro that was, and I want to thank everybody. It's wonderful to be on your show. And yes, I love mixing it up with the fans. I really do. They are the ones who keep the car engine running. And as we go around and perform, I'm able to actually talk with people and get a feel for what they're thinking. And it's just amazing to meet all these folks, especially at the meet and greets where we get a chance to sign stuff for them and everything.
Well, the other thing that's so interesting to me is I've seen you in 3 venues in the last 6 months, and you're packing the halls.
Well, I'll tell you, the fans have been so good to us over the years. I thank the fans and the good Lord for the kind of longevity we've had. And, you know, the fans have, as I said, keep the car engine going, and whatever we get involved in doing, you know, they make it happen.
Well, that's great, and you certainly demonstrate it.
Let's talk a little bit about this new album, Alive, and the new single, So Beautiful. Could you give us some background on the meaning of this, what motivated you, what is the message, how it's going to sell, where you're going to sell it worldwide? Let's talk about that.
Boy, that's a lot of stuff.
Go ahead. Take 5 minutes.
It was a labor of love. It was about 2.5 years in the making. It's my first studio album in a little over 10 years. And, you know, we started, it started out as an acoustic album, believe it or not, unplugged. And we got about 2 or 3 songs into it and said, nah, there's no way we can do that. So I've been writing with a lot of different people. It's musically, it's a combination of brand new music and a couple of remakes. We did, for example, on the album, a song that's going to be in our movie, It's a brand new version of I Think We're Alone Now, done slow and acoustic and very different from the original record back in 67. And we also did a remake of Dragging the Line. Mm. And Tone Z, who's an incredible hip-hop artist, came on and did a segment of it with me. And it's a very interesting track. We also did a remake of the Rolling Stones' This Could Be the Last Time. And all the rest are brand new. And so we're really excited to get this thing out. The single, the first single from the album, is called So Beautiful. And it's, you know, just a nice poppy little record that we wanted to do. And it has it jumped on the AC charts at 29, and we're in Billboard, and we're really glad it's the first chart action in quite some time. And so we're really happy. The fans have been really good to us on this, and a couple of the songs we will do in the show. So it's fun. Haven't had an album out in quite some time, and it's really great to see the fans' reaction to it.
I have a copy of the book that Frank Switek handed to me. It's Me, the Mob, and the Music.
That's right.
Hell of a Ride with Tommy James and the Shondells. Tommy James with Martin Fitzpatrick.
Sure.
Now, we have an author with us, Mike Bellani. What's the significance of this book? Why is this important?
Basically, it's an autobiography. We released it several years ago, and it's going to be a movie and then a Broadway show. It's essentially an autobiography with about two-thirds of the book concerning our really crazy relationship with Roulette Records, mm-hmm. the label we had the bulk of our hits on. And the reason it's tumultuous and crazy and sometimes scary is because, unbeknownst to us, when we signed with Roulette, Roulette, in addition to being a functioning indie label, was also a front for the Genovese crime family in New York.
Oh boy.
Of course, we didn't know any of that. Uh-huh. And we learned it incrementally after we had signed with them. And, you know, we kept, it took us a while, but we gradually understood who we were rubbing shoulders with. And so there's just a lot we couldn't talk about any of this. But in the meantime, they sold 100 million records for us. So, you know, I had very mixed feelings about the whole thing, because even though, you know, we weren't making mechanical royalties, you know, crime doesn't pay. we found that one out.
Yeah.
But also, we had such tremendous success on Roulette that I don't think we would have had at one of the big corporate labels, because if we had signed with CBS or one of the big labels that actually wanted to sign us when our first record, Hanky Panky, came out, if we had signed with one of them, we would have been lucky to have been a one-hit wonder. They would have turned us over to an in-house A&R guy, and that's probably the last time anybody would have heard of us. Mm. At Roulette, they actually needed us.
Oh, well, it's a wonderful,
you know, it's
book here.
It's really not quite a love hate, but it was definitely along those lines.
Now, we must have a picture in this book of Tommy James as a teenager with the legendary Ed Sullivan, and then they have photos of these people who were connected, I guess, with some crime efforts with the Genovese.
Yeah, these
family.
Are all the executives.
Yeah. Michael, you're an author. Why is it important for Tommy to communicate his career with Me, the Mob, and the Music? Why is it important?
Sure. Mike
Bellani's going to comment on this.
Right. There's so much that really nobody knew. And didn't know because we couldn't talk about a whole lot of it. While we were, you know, essentially the story is, you know, while we were moaning and hanky-pankying, there was this very dark and sinister story going on behind us that we couldn't say a word about. And, you know, when we started writing this, we were going to call it Crimson and Clover.
Mm-hmm.
And we were going to write about having hits and doing the music and all that stuff. And we got about a third of the way into it, and Martin Fitzpatrick, my co-author, and I, and we realized that if we don't tell the Roulette story, which really is the story, that we were cheating ourselves and everybody else. Well, I was very nervous about doing that because back when we, you know, some of these guys at that time were still walking around. So we basically waited. We put it on a shelf for a couple of years and waited until the rest of them kind of passed away.
That's
and then
good.
We felt like we could finish the book, which is what we did. And it was released several years ago, and almost immediately we started getting calls for the movie rights and for the Broadway rights. Mm. And so as it stands now, it's going to be a film. It's going to be produced by Barbara DeFina, who produced Goodfellas and Casino and Hugo a couple of years ago with Martin Scorsese, and just a string of great movies. And she's just wonderful, and we are so honored that she's going to produce the movie. The screenplay has been written by Matthew Stone, who's a tremendous screenplay writer. And the director is being chosen as we speak.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, the casting starts next, and, you know, it's interesting. I'm getting a hell of an education watching this whole thing come together because, of course, I've never done this before, but also everybody that comes on the crew is a separate negotiation. So it's a miracle any movie ever gets made, you know. But anyway, I'm having a great time, and I'm going to be co-producing the movie with Barbara, and it's going to I'm going to be heavily involved in the music, of course. And so I'm just so honored and thrilled, I can't tell you.
Michael Belani, you've written many books. You wrote the book about Bob Rich Sr. that people are reading all over the country that started Rich Products, and other books that are sports related. What about this book about all entertainment, about Tommy James, his exciting career, a legend in entertainment? Why is it important to communicate with a book on a career?
Well, Tommy, this is Mike Belani. I'm a good friend of Frank Switek, and he told me all about how y'all connected and asked me to get involved.
Sure.
And I'm just so excited. I listened on WKBW many years ago when the Shondells and you came out with those songs, and I remember at school dances. But I think it's absolutely amazing of what you're doing and sort of rebranding the Tommy James brand, you know, that began with the book and now the future, the movie and the Broadway play and the new album and, you know, being back out on tour. I mean, that is the epitome of rebranding, and I just think it's wonderful.
Well, thank you so much. It's great to talk with you. And, yes, I have been so fortunate to be able to do rock and roll this long. I really have. By the way, I also have a show on Sirius XM every week on 60s on 6 channel. I'm sorry for getting the plug in on your radio station.
Yeah, well, we're happy
but anyway,
to.
That's another thing, is getting together with Tommy James every Sunday. And I'm so thrilled to be doing all this stuff. I really am. And so thank you for letting me get all my plugs in.
Well, Tommy, we're going to have to talk to your producer because, or the producer of the movie, because there is now great New York State tax credits that they bring it here. And we just finished one last summer.
Really?
With a Buffalo Cheektowaga resident, Bill Fichtner.
Is that right?
A character actor who filmed a movie called Cold Brook. And back in 1983, I was instrumental working with Robert Redford and Glenn Close on the filming of The Natural. So we have a little background in that.
I love that. I love the idea.
For those who have just tuned in to the Rusk Report, we're very honored to have a legend in entertainment with us, Tommy James, famous for Tommy James and the Shondells. The book is available worldwide. Me, the Mob, and the Music, Tommy James. He has a new album out. It's called Alive, and a new single we had on earlier in the broadcast, courtesy of Kevin Carr, So Beautiful, our guest today. If you're listening in Cheektowaga, New York, or Montreal, or Northern Florida, listening to our 50,000 watts of clear channel power, please write to Brian Rusk, ESPN Radio, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. We get letters as far away at the station from Scandinavia and New Zealand with our 50,000 watts of clear channel power. power. I'd like to mention we have some exciting programs coming up, including Samantha Maruli, who's fighting a cancer in Florida with a charitable organization. I'd like to thank those who've called. Ken Abramowitz, who is a guy who's battling the evils of radical Islamic law. Dave Ehrenberg, state attorney for Florida, and Craig Barrett of the famous Barrett Jackson car auctions. Thank you for your calls regarding these guests. A little bit more information about Tommy James. Many artists around the world have covered and continue to cover Tommy's songs, including Prince, Bruce Springsteen, Joan Jett, Billy Idol, Kelly Clarkson, R.E.M., Carlos Santana, Cher, Tom Jones, and even the Boston Pops. A multi-talented man. And let's talk about the beginning of your career when you played at the American Legion Hall in Niles, Michigan. How did that come about?
Well, I called this guy named Bill. Well, basically, I started out in my first band. I was 12 years old. I should have been sent to my room. Instead, I went to the American League. But at any rate, I started my first band back in my hometown, Niles, Michigan, and had a couple of record deals before I was out of high school. You know, I played in cover bands, and basically, I recorded Hanky Panky, which ended up being our first hit, back in the WNIL radio studios in Niles in 1963. And it was released in early 64 on a little local label called Snap Records, and did pretty good, but didn't blow the doors down, but it did okay. And so we kind of forgot the record. By 1965, I graduated from high school, took my band on the road, and we played all through the Midwest. And I'm playing a dumpy little bar in Janesville, Wisconsin in early 66. And right in the middle of my 2 weeks, the IRS shuts the guy down for not paying his taxes. And we get sent back home. But that's how the good Lord works, because as soon as I got home, I got a phone call that changed my life. The distributor in Pittsburgh called me up, tracked me down, and called me up. And if I hadn't have been home, I wouldn't have got that call. And told me that this crazy record that I had recorded a couple years earlier was sitting at number one in the city of Pittsburgh. And this is the spring of 66, and would I come and do some local TV? So I went there. I had no group. I couldn't put the original guys back together. And so when I got to Pittsburgh, I sort of grabbed the first rock band I could find in a club. And they became the new Shondells. And went to New York a week later and sold the master to Roulette Records. And that began a string of hits that was just kind of amazing. Became the biggest record in the country of 66, went number one, and you know, that began my career. We just Roulette Records took it from that point on, and we did 110 million records with Roulette.
Michael, Frank, did you want to make a comment here?
Yes. It's a very fascinating, very, very fascinating story, and as people have read your book, they've said that it's a real inside look at what's happened in the industry.
Thank you very much.
I mean, it really is outstanding. Now, you also, we mentioned Ed Sullivan. There's a great little story here, is how Ed Sullivan introduced you coming on the program the following Sunday.
Well, that's a true
another story. Legend. Yeah.
Well,
another
you
legend.
Know, when we did our first Ed Sullivan show in February of '66, Crimson and Clover had just gone number one, and doing Ed Sullivan, first of all, it was the biggest show on TV. It was also the scariest to do, because it was live television. You never knew what was going to come out of Ed's mouth if he talked to you. And it was just one of those shows that was just terribly frightening to do. I had just finished a tour across Canada with the Beach Boys, and we are down in L.A. at the Hyatt House on Sunset Strip, and I picked their brain, because they had been on the Sullivan Show, half a dozen times, and they were veterans at it, maybe more than that. And so I tried to get all the information I could out of them. And so we're sitting watching Ed Sullivan. This is the Sunday night before my show I'm going to be on. And Ed Sullivan says, now, next week for the youngsters right here, Tony Jones and the Spandels. Tony Jones. Engelbert Humperdinck, he has no problem with. James, he can't pronounce. So it was downhill from there.
And Tommy, I don't know if you remember, but I have my book, and I'm showing everybody here in the studio my book. It says, to Frank, all my very best. Tony Jones, the Spandels, also known as Tommy James.
We have one little plug here to give before we find out how much he made on his first event. Western New Yorkers love their traditions, and the Ampol Legal has been writing about Polish-American traditions and events for over 50 years. News and features from a Polish-American perspective can be found in this weekly newspaper, as well as recipes and a calendar of events. Don't miss out on the next cultural presentation or polka dance by reading the Ampol Legal. The Ampol Legal is available in many Tops and Wegman stores. For home delivery, call 716-835-9454. That's 716-835-9454 to have the latest news from Poland and Polonia in your mailbox each week. Now tell us how much money you made from that event at the American Legion Hall in Niles, Michigan. How much?
I made $11.
Well, I hope now you make $11 million on your new album and your new book. I'm sorry, but we're running out of time. Do you want to make a last comment, Michael or Frank, about this great legend on the air?
Tommy, thank you so much. We'll be in touch, perhaps, with some other opportunities.
That sounds great.
Yeah,
I want you to know, I really appreciate you guys. Thank you. You guys are all over the place.
Well,
good.
We're honored to have you again. Our guest has been the legendary entertainment leader known throughout the world for the last 40 years, Tommy James of Tommy James and the Shondells. Special thanks to our director of engineering for this program, director of production, Kevin Carr, who's been doing this for 15 years. Thank you for telling us about your great career. And
thank
again,
you so much.
The album is called Alive with the new single, So Beautiful, which we had. And the book is Me, the Mob, and the Music with Tommy James. Thank you for enlightening us, Tommy James,
so much,
great
guys.
Legend
great
in entertainment. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.
You've been listening to The Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at the Western New York community with news, features, and special guests. If you have any comments or suggestions, please write to Brian Rusk, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Amherst, New York, 14226.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering. In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.